Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Shavuos Daf Ches. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. As we turn to the Gemara at the top of Daf Tes Omid Aleph, we will take note of our introduction, our topic heading that you find in the outside margin under the heading Nosei, topic. Me'achar shesoyer Yom Kippur hanase b'chutz, bo l'chaper al tumas mikdash she'eno bar korban. As we've established in a previous sugya on Ches Omid Beis, the external goat offering of Yom Kippur that's done in the Azora, as opposed to the Soyer HaPanimi, whose blood is sprinkled in the inner sanctum, the external Soyer, goat offering, comes to Mechaper on that kind of Avera of Tuma, Avera, violation of impurity with regard to the Beis HaMikdash, that itself doesn't carry with it an individual korban. Therefore, the offense of impurity as with respect to the Beis HaMikdash and korbanos that doesn't carry with it a personal korban, and that would be an example of where he did not have a yediyah at the beginning, but only later on discovered that he was tamei when he went into the Beis HaMikdash. Generally speaking, that's not a bar korban, because it did not have a yediyah at the beginning. However, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we continue in our note, Lefi Rabbi Shmuel, She'ein Yesh, Ein Yesh is our abbreviated notation for Ein Yediyah B'Tchilo V'Yesh Yediyah B'Sof, and Ein Yesh equals bar korban. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it does warrant the bringing of a korban. Alma Yechaper So'ir Hanase Bachutz Shel Yom Kippur. What will the external goat offering of Yom Kippur serve to atone? Up till now, we have been under the impression that the Soyer Hanase Bachutz atones for a non-bar korban. However, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the scenario of Ein Yesh, which we previously thought was the topic covered by the Soyer Hanase Bachutz, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that the Ein Yesh does bring a personal korban, what will the Soyer Hanase Bachutz of Yom Kippur atone for? So let us now turn to the Gemara at the top of Daf Ches. Ule Rabbi Shmuel di Omar, Ein bo yediyah b'tchila, v'yesh bo yediyah b'sof, equals bar korban hu. Notice how on the top line at the end we've written in our short notation, Ein Yesh. According to Rabbi Shmuel, that the Ein Yesh scenario is a bar korban. Soyer hanase b'chutz, a mai mechaper. The word a-mai in this context is al-ma, the aleph serving as a prefix, on what? Al-ma. For what is it, on what is it going to atone? Answer, al-she'ein bo yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. That we refer to in our short notation as ein-ein. That's a true non-bar korban. The Gemara asks, hi, the case of Ein Ein, Seire Horegolim Usire Roshe Chodoshe Mechaprin. The Ein Ein case is covered by the goat offerings of holidays and of the beginning of the month, the Rosh Chodesh offering. So the Gemara answers, Sovar law, namely Rabbi Shmuel, will hold like Rabbi Meir. Sovar law ka Rabbi Meir, Diomar Kol Hasiirim Kaporoson Shove Al Tumas Mikdosh Vekodoshov. The atonement capacity of the goats of the holidays of Rosh Chodesh and the Yom Kippur, Soyer Hanase Bachutz, all atone for the same thing. that be the case, then what is the function of the hekesh between the Soher Nasa Bechutz and the Soher HaPnimi of Yom Kippur? Elo, Lamai Hilchisa Iskash Chitzon LaPnimi. We take a look at the Rashi at the upper part of the page. Elo, Lamai Hilchisa Iskash Hoyol Dalav Liyidia Iskush Kedisnam Masisen. Once you're telling me that with regard to the issue of Yedios, knowledge of the Tumah, they are not comparable, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the chitzon comes to cover, atone for an ain situation. And that's different than the case of the pnimi, which comes to atone for a yesh ain situation. So they're not similar. So what is the role of the hekesh? Answer, ma pnimi eino mechaper b'shar averos, just like the pnimi does not atone for other averos other than tumas mikdash v'kadoshev, issues of impurity as concerns the base of mikdash and sacrifices, af chitzon eino mechaper b'shar averos, so too the chitzon is not going to atone for areas outside tumas mikdash v'kadoshev. Even though, on a very specific basis, the Panimi and Chitzon are different, but they are the same with regard to the realm in which they function, namely, Tumas Mikdosh VeKadoshav. Al She'ein Bo Yedia B'Tchila V'Lo Basov Sire Regalim U'Sire Roshei Chodoshim Mechaprin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This has been a quote from the Mishnah. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, my time of Rabbi Yehuda. What is the basis for Rabbi Yehuda that says Rosh Chodesh and Regolim atone for the Ein scenario? Before we go further, let's take note of the markings that we have that are coming up. We see diamonds. We also see in the space to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text a little diamond with the abbreviated Rosh Chodesh written in. And since you see a diamond here, you scan ahead to find another diamond. You find that on the second line from the bottom. Similarly, in the little space to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, you see Regalim. Glancing at the outside margin under the heading Nosei Mivneh, you see the diamond is featured. Mekoros l'Rabbi Yehuda, sources for Rabbi Yehuda. Number one, the Soir shel Rosh Chodesh, and number two, the Soir shel Regalim, the goat offerings of Rosh Chodesh and Regalim mechaprin avoin tumas mikdash v'kadoshav shelo haya ba yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof, that those sacrifices atone for the ein situation, ein yediyah b'tchila and ein yediyah b'sof. So as we look in the Gemara answers, Omar Kra, the Pasuk says, with regard to Rosh Chodesh, V'siri zim echod l'chatos l'Hashem, which equals, Chet she'ein makir boi elo Hashem, yehei so'ir zeh mechaper, that kind of offense that only Hashem is aware of. And that's the case of Ein, where he was not aware of his tumah, and he went into the base of Mikdash, and after he came out, he remained unaware. We now encounter a brackets. On the inside margin, we have a note with a accompanied by the star that says Sograim L'Shem Dilug. The brackets that we see now are for skipping purposes. Litzor Retzef Shel Hamakoros Rosh Chodesh VeShel Regalim, to create a sense of continuity with regard to the sources that we are dealing with, Rosh Chodesh and the holiday offering. B'soch HaSograim HaGemora, number one, within the bracketed section, the Gemara will, number one, She'eles Dahamoker Tofus Lelimut Shel Resh Lakish, that the source that we quoted in the diamond just above, just before the brackets, that source, that pasuk, is used for something else. That's used for Resh Lakish's teaching. And the second thing that will take place in the brackets, Matzia Sheshel Rosh Chodesh Yechaper Gam Al Shar Averos. There will be a suggestion that the goat offering of Rosh Chodesh should atone for other offenses. With that having been said, and we also noted that after the brackets, the Gemara will deal with the Mokor for Rabbi Yehuda concerning the goat offerings of the holidays, that they shall atone for the Einein. We now can continue with the bracketed section straight through. The Gemara asks, V'chai, this, namely the pasuk of Osir Izim Echad L'chatos L'Hashem, Miboy Alei for Reish Lakish. I need it for Reish Lakish's teaching, the Omer Reish Lakish. Ma Nishtane Soyo Sherosh Chodesh Shenem Arboy L'Hashem. What makes the Soyer Shel Rosh Chodesh, the goat offering of Rosh Chodesh, unique, that the expression Lashem appears in it, in the Rosh Chodesh offering. The expression Lashem does not appear in other offerings that the Gemara has in mind. Omar HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Soyer Ze Yehei Kapora Al Shemi Atati Es Hayoreach. The Kodesh Baruch Hu proclaims, and what the Gemara is mentioning here is something that, according to the Mefarshim, has a very deep nature that is way beyond the scope of our shiur. So we will resort to the simple translation of the Gemara, realizing that it's truly insufficient to rely on the translation of the Gemara alone, but. For our purposes, the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is proclaiming that the Rosh Chodesh offering should serve as an atonement kiviyochol to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in that in the story of creation and the time of creation, he reduced the moon, which originally was supposed to be an equal body of light, to the sun. But since the moon came with a complaint, how can two kings, so to speak, two kings of light, serve together? So the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, well, if you don't want to be a partner with the sun, then go ahead and reduce yourself. So and as a result of that particular incident, the reduction of the illumination capacity of the moon, the Kodesh Baruch Hu felt that it would be proper for an atonement for that event to be offered. And that's what this line says, which we'll read again. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Soyer Zeh, the Rosh Chodesh offering, Yehi Kapara, shall be an atonement, Al Shemi Atati Es Hayorech, in that I reduced the illumination capacity of the moon. And that's what the idea of Lashem is. But with that, we have a question. So is it not so that the source that we thought would serve as a basis for Rabbi Yehuda's teaching, but that very source, that very pasuk, is used for Reish Lakish's teaching? The Gemara answers, Im Kain, if the pasuk is coming to teach Reish Lakish's lesson, then Lemakra Al Hashem, that the Korban is coming for Hashem, my Lashem. What is the implication of Lashem? L'chida Amoran, for that which we said earlier, namely, that the Rosh Chodesh offering comes to atone for the Ein situation, for the situation that only Hashem, that's what Lashem means, only Hashem knows about. The Gemara asks, "V'yemo kulei l'hochi hud." Also, maybe that's the sole role of the pasuk, and not to teach me Reish Lakish's lesson. In Cain, if it were only to tell me about atonement for Ein, name a crow, Chatos Hashem, the sin offering of God, my Lashem, Shamis mino tarti. From the fact that the Torah phrases it Chatos Lashem and not Chatos Hashem, we have a right to derive two teachings from it. And number one, that it atones, this Rosh Chodesh offering atones for the Ein situation. And number two, it teaches us Reish Lakish's lesson. The Gemara asks, Unechaper nami afilu b'sha'ar averos, let the Rosh Chodesh offering offer atonement for all offenses where the offender is unaware of the fact that he violated something. So the Gemara responds, and that's not, that will not be the case. Tona debay Rabbi Shmuel, Hoyel v'zeh bo bizman kavua, since the Soy Rosh Chodesh comes at a fixed time, v'zeh bo bizman kavua, and the external goat offering of Yom Kippur comes at a fixed time, namely on Yom Kippur. Ma ze einu mechaper ela al tumas mikdash v'kodashiv. Just like the Yom Kippur offering atones only for issues of tumas mikdash v'kodashiv, the impurity as concerns the Beis HaMikdash and its sacrifices. Af ze, so too the Rosh Chodesh offering einu mechaper ela al tumas mikdash v'kodashiv. At this point, we have established that the source for Rebbe Yehuda regarding the atonement capacity of the Rosh Chodesh offering, the goat offering, the Sori Rosh Chodesh, it atones for the Ein situation. Ashkechon Sirei Rosh Chodeshim. We have a source for the Rosh Chodesh offering and its atonement capacity. Sirei HaRegolim Minolan. From where shall we derive the same thing with regard to the Sirei HaRegolim? V'chitema ha-nami kidetona debei Rabbi Yishmael. If you will say that I should learn the Regolim from the Rosh Chodesh or Yom Kippur, that I cannot do. Iko lemifrach, I will offer as a response that I cannot learn the Regolim from Rosh Chodesh or Yom Kippur. Why? Imi de Rosh Chodesh, shekein todir. The Rosh Chodesh has this atonement capacity because it comes with greater regularity every single month, unlike holidays that only come three times a year. Imi de Yom HaKippurim, if we are to derive the Regolim from Yom Kippur, that too I cannot do, shekein meruba kaparoso. Yom Kippur has an extensive atonement powers. It's mechaper. Yom Kippur is mechaper, atones for all kinds of averos, which I cannot say applies with regard to the holidays. At this point, we see a bracket. The starred note on the inside margin explains. So graim l'shem dilug lazor l'kriya. The purpose of these brackets is for skipping to assist in the reading. Besochasograyim, haGemara maksha al hapircha. Within the brackets, the Gemara will raise a question on the rejection that we just learned in the Gemara. Aval basof, but when we come to the end of the bracketed section, nishar oisol pircha, the pircha that we've just raised will remain. Hence, we will remain with the question of, from where do I know Si'irei Regolim and their capacity for atoning for the Ein situation. So if you skip the brackets, you will see the Gemara says the fourth line from the top of Omid Beis, Elo Kidomer Abchamo Bar Chanina. So'ir v'so'ir, as Rabbi Chanina notes in another context, the psukim are stated with a vav in front of it. The vav, the connecting vav. So with that connecting vav, I connect the holiday offering to that which was mentioned beforehand. In other words, I will connect the holidays to the topic of the Rosh Chodesh. And the Rosh Chodesh atonement capacity we already learned from Yom Kippur, and from that we will know that the holiday offering will atone for the Ein situation. Let's now go over the Gemara with the bracketed section and then continue afterwards with the real source for the Sirei HaRegolim and their atonement capacity for the Ein scenario. At this point, we had rejected the attempt to learn the holiday offering from Rosh Chodesh or from Yom Kippur, based on the fact that the Rosh Chodesh and Yom Kippur had specific features to them that did not appear by the Regolim. V'chi teimo, and if you'll suggest ho gamrinon Rosh Chodesh miyom haKippurim v'lo parchinon, but we were able to learn Rosh Chodesh from Yom Kippur, and we didn't raise the objection that Yom Kippur is meruba kaparoso, that Yom Kippur atones for much more than Rosh Chodesh atones for, and yet we were willing to learn Rosh Chodesh from Yom Kippur. The Gemara says that doesn't bother us. That is not an objection. Hosam, in the case of Rosh Chodesh, kapora michtav ksiva. The fact that the Rosh Chodesh korban has a atonement capacity, and specifically the specific type of atonement capacity was actually alluded to in the pasuk itself when it said chatos lashem. So it's written out in a fairly almost explicit fashion. The fact that we learned Yom Rosh Chodesh from Yom Kippur, that wasn't an actual real teaching. It was rather Giluye Milso Bi'almahu. It was really a revelation or an exposure that the Rosh Chodesh atonement capacity is limited to Tumas Mikdash Bekodoshav. Once again, the Rosh Chodesh atonement capacity, its ability to machaper for ain, is not really derived from Yom Kippur. That point is written by Rosh Chodesh itself in the form of Chatos Lashem, a chait that's not known to anyone other than Hashem. The fact that we compare the Rosh Chodesh to Yom Kippur, that was a Gilui Milso B'Yamo, that simply served to expose the fact that the Rosh Chodesh atonement capacity is limited to things that are Tumas Mikdosh V'Kadoshav, and not Shar Averos. However, continuing in the Gemara, Avol Hocha, third line from the top, Avol Hocha by the holidays, Iko Lememar, there is room to say, Kula Milso Lo Gamrinan, to learn an entire topic. In other words, by the Regolim, all the Torah uses is the word L'chaper. But I don't know from that what type of kapara it offers. And to learn the entire nature of atonement of Regolim from Rosh Chodesh or from Yom Kippur, that I cannot do, as was already stated before the brackets. So to summarize, the Rosh Chodesh Yom Kippur relationship is called Gilui Milso B'Amo, which is a much lower level of limud, of learning one from the other. Masha'en Kain, the Regolim Yom Kippur or Rosh Chodesh comparison would be much more encompassing, and as a result of the Pirchus that we have, we cannot learn Regolim from Rosh Chodesh or Yom Kippur. So the question comes up once again, what is the source for Rabbi Yehuda that the Seirei Regolim are mechaper, that the goat offerings of the holidays atone for the Ainain situation? Elo kidomar of Chamo Bar Chanina, Soir v'Soir. As he says elsewhere, the Vov is to be darshan, is to be paid attention to and used for deriving lessons. Hachinami, so too in our context with regard to the Regolim and the Rosh Chodesh, we find Soir v'Soir. We find the Vov in this context. The Iskush Seirei Regolim L'Seirei Roshei Chodoshim. Because of the Vov, we're able to compare through a Hekish. And a Hekish is a form of Limud that we don't ask Pirchas on. We don't raise logical objections to that kind of teaching. So we say as follows. Ma sirei roshei chodoshim einon mechaprim elo al she'ein bo yedia lo b'tchila v'lo b'sov. Just like the Rosh Chodesh goat offerings are mechaper for the ein situation. Av sirei ha-regolim einon mechaprim elo al she'ein bo yedia lo b'tchila v'lo b'sov. If we look at the Rashi, you'll see so'ir v'so'ir. Rashi says, so'ir have mosi lemichtav b'kulhu. The Torah could have used written the word so'ir without the vav, because of v'so'ir, and yet it did add a vav. Vav moisif al inyan rishon lahokish. The vav is put into the word to indicate I want you to compare it, the posuk by the holidays, to that which was mentioned earlier. Umawa hekish, and what is that comparison? Iskush sirei golim l'shel Rosh Chodesh. Who kvar loma, the soyer of Rosh Chodesh was already learned the binyanav miyom kippurim. It was learned through a logical comparison to Yom Kippur. V'domer halomei b'binyan av, that which is learned through a binyan av, namely Rosh Chodesh's atonement capacity, which was derived through a logical comparison, chozer umalamei behekish, it can turn around and through the power of hekish teach me to something else, namely to teach me to the holiday offerings. Kol hamalamei b'chol hamidos, when you have something that initially was derived and then at a second stage will turn over and serve as a source. In this case, the Rosh Chodesh offering would be an example of that. So, kol hamalamei b'chol hamidos, chozer umalamei, can itself, once it was derived, can turn around and be a source. With one exception, chutz mehalomei behekish, she'ein chozer umalamei behekish, bekotshim. When you're in the realm of sacrifices, we say that if an item or point of information was derived through a hekesh, it, that which was derived, cannot turn around and through another hekesh teach me something else. This is an extensive topic dealt with in the fifth parak of Zvochim, the parak Ezu Mekoman. Turning back to the Gemara opens up with a question, a long question. You can see the length of the question by the long question marking the shin that's encircled to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text. She'ela, Ibayalaho. Ki omar Rebbe Yehuda, al she'ein bo yediya lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. When Rebbe Yehuda says that on the ein situation, the Rosh Chodesh and the regolim and the holiday offerings atone, hani mili, do we say, notice we have an aleph, and a few lines later, o duma, or maybe beis, or maybe we say something else. There are two sides of the question are now being presented. The first side is Rebbe Yehuda's opinion that said that the regolim and Rosh Chodesh offerings are mechaper for einein, hani mili, do we say that that is the case, b'chet she'ein soifo livoda, that's with regards to sins that will not come to be known, avol chet she'sofo livoda, but a sin that will come to be known, kemi she'esh yediya b'sof domi, even though right now he is unaware of it, but it's something that he could come to be aware of, then maybe we view this current situation as ein yesh. V'soy hernase b'chutzir makipurim mechaper. And for such an offense, a chet that is sofo livoda, that would come under the atonement capacity of the soy hernase b'chutz. Oydilma. Or maybe we say, afilu chet shesofo livoda, an offense that will come to be known, hashtomiha, right now, though, chet she'ein makir boi elo Hashem karinam bei. It is, since it is currently, it's the fact that he committed the offense, that fact is not known to him right now, it is still to be classified as a chet that no one knows about except for Hashem, and therefore it too would be called an ein situation. Toshmas, we bring a source that will prove like the Bay's side of the question. Desanyo, the source begins, al she'ein bo yediya lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof, v'chet she'sofo livoda, a chet, a sin that will come to be known, sirei ha'regolim u'sirei roshei chadashim mechaprim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So we see very clearly that a chet she'sofo livoda is governed or is atoned for by the holiday and Rosh Chodesh goat offerings. Rabbi Shimon Omer, a quote from the Mishnah on Beis Omer Aleph, Rabbi Shimon Omer, sirei ha'regolim mechaprim avoloi sirei roshei chadashim. And the Mishnah went on to say, that Alma Sirei Rosh Chodesh Mechaprin Al Hator Shochal Esatomei. So Rav Shimon, whose Shita appeared on Daf Beis Omer Aleph, says that the holiday offerings are mechaper for the ein situation. However, the Rosh Chodesh does not atone for that, unlike the Shita we saw just before Rabbi Huda's Shita, but rather the Rosh Chodesh offering atones for the case for a person who was Tohor, who ate Tomei sacrificial meat. Omar Rebbe Lozer, Omar Rebbe Shaya, Mai Taimei de Rebbe Shimon. What is the source for Rebbe Shimon's teaching? On the side of our Gemara, on the outside margin, we have a nosei, a topic heading, Hamokur Lishitas Rebbe Shimon, the Seirei Rosh Chodesh Mechaperim al Hator Shochal Boser Korban Shenitma. We are now looking for the source for Rabbi Shimon's opinion regarding the Rosh Chodesh offering. The question, therefore, was asked my time in Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara answers, and we have a long answer marking that appears to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara. You notice an encircled tuff with a dashed vertical line, indicating the length of lines of the length of Gemara that deals with answering this question. Omar Kra, the Pasuk says, the Gemara will reveal that this Pasuk is a Rosh Chodesh Pasuk. It says, V'oysa nosan lochem loses es avoin ho'eda. V'hai kra besoir de Rosh Chodesh ksiv. So we have a Pasuk that features the Rosh Chodesh goat offering, V'yolif avoin avoin mitzitz. And by virtue of the fact that the word avon appears in this Pasuk, the Gemara informs us that we have a Gezerah Shava to learn from the tzitz to the Rosh Chodesh topic. Ne'emar kan avon, it says by Rosh Chodesh avon, ve'ne'emar lahamon, it says by the tzitz avoin. Over there, there's a pasuk that says v'nosa aharoin es avoin hakodashim. That's by the tzitz. Ma lahalon, just like over there by the tzitz, tumas basar, the tzitz has the capacity for atoning for sacrificial meat that became tamei. Afkan, so too by the soirei Rosh Chodesh, but tumas basar. Its atonement capacity, it concerns meat that became tamei. As we said before, we were dealing with a person that was tohar that ate sacrificial meat that became tamei. The Gemara asks, Ima lahalon, if so, then do we say that just like there by the tzitz, oilin, that it atones for the meat, afkan oilin, so too here by the Rosh Chodesh offering, it atones, it covers the meat, so to speak. It says that the meat, even though it was tamei, is okay, but maybe the Rosh Chodesh offering will not atone for the person that ate it. In other words, the tzitz, we say, allows a person to be yotze his obligations even though the blood or the meat became tomei. We say that even though it became tomei, the person doesn't have to bring another korban because the tzitz was meratze. The tzitz atoned for the meat, so to speak. Maybe that's the same thing with regard to the Rosh Chodesh offering, and it will not offer atonement for the person, the Torah person who ate the meat that he really shouldn't have eaten. So the Gemara answers, not so. Rather, the Rosh Chodesh offering will atone for the person aspect as well. Avoin ha'eda ksiv. Therefore, we see eda means the congregation. Therefore, we see that the Rosh Chodesh offering is mechaper, does atone for the people, or the person that ate the tomei meat. At this point in the Gemara, we encounter a brackets, after which, if we skip momentarily, you see the Gemara says, Ashkechon sirei roshe chodoshim de mechapri al tor shochas otomei. We found a source for Shitas Rebbe Shimon that the Rosh Chodesh offering atones for the Tohar person that ate the Tomei meat, and we said that was learned from a Gezerah Shava Ovon Ovon from the Tzitz. Si'irei Regolim de Mechapri al Shein Bo Yediyah Lo Betchilah Vosof Minolan. From where does Rebbe Shimon know that the holiday goat offerings atone for the Ein situation? The Gemara will then provide an answer. Let's now go over the bracketed section. Before we read the Gemara itself, let's glance at our note that we've included on the side of the Gemara, the inside margin. Sograyim l'shem dilug. We announce that these brackets are for skipping purposes, just like we demonstrated. Ad kan ha-Gemara hisbira ha-mokor l'divrei Rebbe Shimon. Before, up till the brackets, the Gemara gave a source for Rebbe Shimon, be'inyan so'ir rosh chodesh de'machaper al ha-tor shochas ha-tomei. The Gemara gave a source for Reb Shimon's Shita regarding the Tohar person that ate the Tomei meat. Achri ha-sograyim, ha-Gemara she'elas mahu ha-mokosh Rebbe Shimon le-gabi sirei ho-regolim she-mechaperin al ein. And after the brackets, the Gemara will also deal with source searching for Reb Shimon Shita with regard to the holiday sacrifice offerings, having a capacity to atone for the Einein. B'sochas agraim agomor male hatzois be'inyan koyach kaparosan shel hatzitz u'siyre rosh chodesh legabi hadodi. Within the brackets, the Gemara will raise a suggestion and reject it that maybe the tzitz and the rosh chodesh offerings should be able to offer atonement one for the other. Let us now turn to the bracketed section. We also have a length indicator, as we have seen in previous bracketed sections. The dash dotted vertical line, in this case appearing to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. Michti, Migmar Gamri Mehadodi. The tzitz and the Rosh Chodesh offering seem to be learned one from the other. Nichaper the Rosh Chodesh Adidei Vaditzitz. Before we go further, though, let's just take note of the markings. On the outside margin, we have a tatnose, a subtopic, and nivne note. Vinechaper is featured in a diamond. Hatzos, recommendations or suggestions, shetzitz, usir Rosh Chodeshim yichapru ze al ze, that each one should be able to cover, to atone for that which the other one atones for. So here the Gemara asks, Unechaper the Rosh Chodesh Adidei Vaditzitz. Let the Rosh Chodesh goat offering be able to atone for itself, namely for a person that ate, a Torah person that ate a korban, and also let the Rosh Chodesh offering atone for the meat itself, namely it shall provide for a person not having to bring another korban, even though the korban that he brought became tameh after when he brought it. Nafgamina, the practical application of saying this, that the Rosh Chodesh offering should mechaper for that which the tzitz is mechaper, namely the atone or make the allowance for the meat that became tamei. Nafgamina lehecha de nishbar hatzitz. This would have practical applications for a situation that, let us say, the tzitz broke. If the tzitz broke, so then the tzitz is knocked out of action, but you would still have the Rosh Chodesh korban taking its place. The Gemara says, no, we are not going to say that the Rosh Chodesh offering is able to be mechaper to atone for the meat itself. Omar kro ovoin. The posuk says ovon. We saw the Rosh Chodesh posuk using that expression, and we say ovoin echod hu nose, the Rosh Chodesh offering covers one offense, one problem, we'll say. The ein nose shnei avonos. It can't cover two problems. Now the Gemara asks from the other extreme, hu nechaper tzitz adidei vada Rosh Chodesh. Let the tzitz, which is generally speaking mechaper adidei for its own matter, namely for the oilin, for the meat or the dam of the korban that became tameh, v'ada Rosh Chodesh, and let the tzitz cover or atone for it tohar shorcha boser tameh. Nafgamina l'tuma di'iro bein zeh l'zeh. There will be a practical application for a situation that a person ate a tohar person ate tameh meat before the next Rosh Chodesh came about. In other words, that Bein Zelazeh, between the time period between two Rosh Chodeshes, his sin will be atoned for by the tzitz. Omar kro oisa. The posuk, and you can see with the arrows where this word is coming from. You glance above, you skim above, and you'll see the corresponding arrow pointing to the pasuk from Vayikra Perek Yud. It says there, Oisa noise avon, v'ein achir noise avon. The Rosh Chodesh offering covers the sin of the Tohor She'ochal HaTameh, and something else does not, namely the tzitz. The tzitz will not mechaper for that. Rav Ashi Omar, notice we have a Roman numeral number 2. This corresponds to the Roman numeral number 1 of the period a few lines up. He says, Rav Ashi Omar, ksiv hocha. It says by the Rosh Chodesh offering, avoin ho'eda, Eidah v'lo kachim, that the Rosh Chodesh offering is human-centered. It atones for the person that ate the tamei meat, but does not atone for the meat itself. The hosam by the tzitz, ksiv avoin ha-kodoshim, kodoshim v'lo Eidah. And likewise, you find another hay appearing by the tzitz, that it atones for the kodoshim as the meat, the sacrifice meat, sacrificial meat, and we emphasize the meat and not for the people. So that, according to Ravashi, by the fact that he emphasizes the hay as a limitation, he derives the same 2 points that the Gemara proved above from the appearance of the hay in the two locations. Ashkechon Sire Rosh Chodashim V'mechapri Al Tohor Shochal Esotomei. So we're within Shitas Reb Shimon right now, and we say that we have found a source for Reb Shimon that the Rosh Chodesh goat offering atones for the person that ate tomei meat, and that we said he learned through a Gzeirah Shava Ovon Ovon from Tzitz. Sire Regolem V'mechapri Al She'ein Bo Yediya Lo B'tchila V'lo B'sof Min Olon. From where does Rabbi Shimon learn that the holiday goat offering is mechaper for the ein situation? So the Gemara answers and provides a. We will now encounter what we have marked up as a very long answer, and this continues down quite a bit down Daf Yud Amud Aleph. But we will simply begin the beginning of the question, realizing that it has an. It's part of an extensive piece of Gemara. So the Gemara says, how do I learn the atomic capacity of the regolem, the goat offering of the holidays, that it covers the case of ein? Kidomar Rav Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Soir v'Soir. As we have seen, alluded to above, that Rabbi Chanina darshans the Vav to create a hekesh between the holiday offerings and that which appeared earlier. Hochinami, Soir v'Soir. The Iskish Seire HaRegolim, we are at the Gemara at the top of Yud Amud Aleph. The Seire Regolim are compared with Seire Rosh Chodeshim. Ma Seire the Rosh Chodesh, the Milsa the Kodesh Mechapri. It has an atonement capacity in the realm of Korbonos, in the realm of sacrifices. Af Seire Regolim, the Milsa the Kodesh Mechapri. So too, the holiday offering will atone for matters in the realm of Kodesh. The Gemara will proceed after the bracketed section to zero in on this very point that, and end up saying that the only thing available for the Sirei Regolim to Mechaper for would be the Ein situation. Of course, we will have to wait till our next shir to see how the entire Gemara unfolds. So with that, we will conclude our shiur for today.